Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. The first actually kind of time I saw it on someone was on my son. So me and my wife in our hotel room put it on him, and you know, it was just a really special moment. It's a jersey that I wore with the London Knights for the 3 years there and had great success with it and really enjoyed the number. And my dad was a big Dougie Gilmore fan growing up, and then I luckily enough, you know, got to watch some great highlight clips of him, and you know, he was a little guy at the time and was just a little buzzsaw out there that really kind of annoyed people out there. And from that moment on, I wanted to wear 93.
Mitch Marner on his number 93, which he wore with the London Knights. Now he's with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday.
Saw him play for the London Knights.
You did?
I never saw
one of the McDavid Erie games we went to. We used to try to pick the most interesting opponent. I think London... I don't think we picked it because of him, though. I think Zadorov was there, and the Sabres had drafted him.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, the Sabres picked him, and they've got a couple guys who will be first-round picks. So I think Zadorov, Marner, maybe Max Domi is on that team, too. There were a couple guys that have made the league.
So Gavin McKenna plays for Medicine Hat, but he's going to go to Michigan State.
Yes, I knew he was going to play college hockey. I didn't know it was Michigan State, but...
I mean, they hosted him for a visit. Penn State, Michigan State.
Okay. Good, I'll be on TV more.
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing the thing if they're really bad to start the year? Could it get to that point?
Listen, that's
why... I
think
it could. There's not two guys this year, though, so...
It's said to be a, whatever. I'm not going to do it. I'm not.
Yeah, you were about to. You were rolling.
It's
you were ready
July
to go.
July 2nd. Not going to do it.
Well, there's nothing else going on.
Not going to do it. Let's talk about
what's more likely. They win the I can't guarantee you they're going to be last. And you would also say their playoff odds are higher than 20% right now.
Ooh, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Not much higher. If they're higher, they're not much higher. They missed by a lot. And they got hot at the end. And they got hot at the end because James Reimer stole games. Like,
right.
I mean, they were not really a better team down the stretch. They were they got hot at the end to get a respectable 79.
That's right. It's just odd. It would be odd to see them make it the way they're planning to, right? Like the way they've gotten close, well, they only got close the one time, but the thing they were good at last year and the thing that they got close to making it with a couple years ago was scoring and offense. They've shown this commitment to being better defensively and being harder to play against, but have we ever really seen any evidence of it? Like, They could be better at it this year. But are they going to be so good at all that, that that's going to get them to the playoffs? That's two different things. It's one thing to just be better in your own end, be more responsible, and be tougher to play against. Better. It's one thing to be better at all that. It's another thing to be like the best team in the league at it. Because if that's your blueprint to making it, you better be unbelievable at that kind of stuff. You better be the Islanders, right?
Yeah.
And they don't even make it every year doing that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2552 to join us.
The Sabres are minus 400 to miss the playoffs, so your 20% might be about right.
Okay. I
think it's about 20%. Maybe they'll sign Ehlers.
You ready for Gavin McKenna to go to Pittsburgh? They'll just fix
no.
it.
No, they'll fix it. Why? No, I don't want that. Terrible. That might be worse than Boston. No, it might not be worse than Boston.
We've got to stop. I have to stop talking about
you brought him up
next year's NHL draft.
Well, Pittsburgh's doing weird things, right? Like, because they're keeping Crosby, and they're going to let Malkin walk, and they're trading veterans for young players. Like, I don't really know what their plan of attack here is. Maybe Dubas wants to go to the bottom, but he also isn't allowed to trade Crosby because that's probably above him, isn't it? It's probably an ownership decision. So, is he doing both? I'm keeping Crosby, but I'm also trying to rebuild here.
Yeah.
That's why they just trade Crosby, which there were rumors about over the weekend.
Where would he go?
Edmonton.
Edmonton.
With McDavid. The two teams that always get mentioned whenever there's any rumor is Colorado, because he's great friends with Nathan MacKinnon and they're ready to win right now. Like, that'd be a place to go win another cup. And then the other place is Montreal, just because it's closest to home for him. And they're also on the way up, you could argue. So those are the two teams that I always see for him.
Fair enough. 803-0550. So what else? Rashad Bateman said he was almost traded to the Cowboys.
Okay. Before he signed his extension?
Yeah. Bateman, a report in May said the Cowboys looked into trading for Rashad Bateman, and he confirmed that. He's thankful that he worked things out with the GM, Eric DaCosta.
Okay.
So that's a little something that came out. Lamar said he wants to be more of a vocal leader this year. I'm at ProFootballTalk.com, just like cruising through some NFL headlines.
I think I had this interaction earlier on Twitter. Marcus Mosher, we've had on the show, Locked On Cowboys. He covers a bunch of stuff. Locked On Dynasty Fantasy Football, 33rd team. He tweeted out a question an hour ago. Would the Bills be favorites in the AFC if they had taken Xavier Worthy over Keon Coleman?
It's a strange question to ask.
Do you know part of why it's a strange question to ask? And he didn't know this. I tweeted back at him, and now he realized. The Bills are right now the favorites in the AFC.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Yeah.
By the betting odds, at least. They are favored over Baltimore and over Kansas City.
Perhaps the better question is, would they be, whatever. We don't have to. They're already favorites.
They're already favorites. Yeah. Right. So that's right. That's where the question kind of dies immediately. But like, he was surprised by that. I wonder how many people would know right now that they are the favorites. They are the Super Bowl favorites and the AFC favorites right now.
Favored in every game.
And they're favored in every game. Like, they are as favored as it gets. It really is basically the same as it was 3 years ago, whatever year it is they signed Vaughn. They signed Vaughn, and they're the consensus pick. Maybe they won't be the consensus pick. If you turn on NFL Network or ESPN in a month and they're doing Super Bowl picks, maybe they're not all taking the Bills like they were 3 years ago. But they are the favorites. Everywhere.
One small note that every day it remains true is kind of stunning. Amari Cooper, Rasul Douglas, Von Miller.
Nothing.
It's kind of amazing.
It is a little crazy.
If you want to tell me the Bills are going to be a better team than last year, that's one of the first things you can say where I would be like, yeah. I mean, I think they'll be just as good as they were last year. They should be favorites. A lot of the noise about receivers, about an argument that is actually not being had about a number one, they got better at receiver.
Right.
And one of the guys that left that we thought was their last minute true number one, okay, isn't on a team.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Could their pass rush be better? Vaughn's not on a team.
Right.
Could Max Harrison be better? Douglas is not on a team. The three spots you might want to improve the most at the end of the season, the guys that left are unemployed. And it's kind of every couple days I just arrive at, none of those guys has a job. 3 weeks still camp. They got to wait for somebody to get hurt.
Could it all be the same reason? Are they all
asking for more than they deserve? I don't know. Elijah Moore signed for $5 million with some whatever bonuses include, get it up to $5 million. What does Cooper think he's going to get?
I know. That's a 12? Good question. Because how that year went for him. I mean, he was coming off of at 29 years old, not ancient, but at 29 years old, he's coming off a 72-catch, 1,200-yard season with 5 touchdowns. Isn't he thinking, I just got to have a decent year, and I'm getting paid. I'm getting a big contract in a year. I mean, how when they traded for him, I remember talking about him as though, like, man, if they re-sign him, they could re-sign him for, what number would we have thrown out there? $20 million? $25 million? I remember wondering about the franchise tag.
Yeah, I mean,
And obviously, it never got close to that level of play where you could have thought, oh, they should use the franchise tag on Amari Cooper. But that's where my expectation was for him is they got a guy who should get $20 to $30 million at wide receiver. And if it's not from the Bills, it'll be from somebody. And his year was that bad, I guess, that everybody just thinks he's cooked? Because if he hit the open market a year ago, what does he get? Does he get $25 million?
I bet he gets 20, 19, 20. He's just the age would probably keep it low.
So maybe he is stubborn about that and saying, he's probably not asking for 20, but is he asking for, what did Beckham get from Baltimore when he went there a couple years ago?
He got 15.
15.
Yeah.
But he that was late. No, there was no market for him. Nobody wanted to sign him, and eventually he found one team that would give him 15.
Yeah, you're right. It's one of the things we kind of make this point about the Bills and receivers. Wide receivers, there's not a lot of middle-class players. Right. It's guys that make 20-plus and then young guys. And the Bills have some middle-class guys. Shakir is decent money but not crazy. And, I mean, Palmer and Samuel are both middle-class contracts. There just aren't a lot of those in the NFL. So Cooper might even think, sure, fine, 15. That's a middle-class NFL receiver contract.
Right.
And teams think, like, that. What?
That's not your.
Why wouldn't I just get a guy for cheap? You're not good enough to go big, and I got young guys for cheap. There was a bunch of receivers in this draft that went deep. The depth in the draft is supposed to be good. So,
and
go ahead.
I was going to say, the thing about Beckham that happened for him was Lamar signed, and that was a Lamar move. He wanted them to sign Beckham.
Yeah.
And Cooper might need that. Cooper might need some quarterback out there to tell his team, go get me Amari Cooper. And what does he want? He wants $14 million? Go give him $14
million. And you know who would get that done if he wanted it done? Would be Josh Allen, and it did not get done.
That's right.
They went for Josh Palmer instead. Right? If Allen wants Cooper, he's here.
Right, and he's not. Yeah.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Extendo Sports, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, wrapping things up here on a Wednesday. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up. See if anything in my notes that I didn't get to that I meant to get to today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.